On Monday, June 9th, President Donald Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries took effect. This new ban applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Heightened restrictions apply to people from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela who are outside the US and don't hold a valid visa. It should be noted that the ban has certain exemptions, such as for dual nationals, permanent residents, immigrant visas for immediate family members of citizens, and athletes traveling for major sporting events. According to Abby Maxman, president of Oxfam America, this policy doesn't reflect national security. It is about sowing division and vilifying communities that are seeking safety and opportunity in the United States. The Quebec government says it won't appeal a court decision overturning a university tuition hike for out-of-province students. The Office of the Higher Education Minister adds that the government isn't obliged to guarantee access to Quebec universities for non-Quebecers. After the imposition of the tuition hike by 33% in late 2023, a Supreme Court judge in April found the increase was unreasonable and not justified by data. The ruling gave the government 9 months to revise its tuition plan and also overturned new French language proficiency requirements for out-of-province students at English language universities. In May, student unemployment hit its highest rate since 2022. 20.1% of students planning to continue with their studies in the fall were unemployed during the past month, according to Statistics Canada. That is an increase of 3.2% over May of last year and is the highest rate of unemployment since 2009, excluding the pandemic years. On June 6th, the federal government announced it would be expanding the Canada Summer Jobs Program to address the high youth unemployment rate. It is reallocating $25 million to the program, which will allow it to subsidize 6,000 more summer student positions in addition to the 70,000 it had planned to subsidize. For more, go to cgro.com/news or follow CGRO News on Spotify.
We'll be right back. Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
Suoni Pearl Popolo, Initial Shock and Psychic Ceremony on CJLO presents The Nausea, A Page of Madness on Tuesday, June 24th at La Salarosa.
Vancouver harsh noise violinist The Nausea will present a new live multi-instrumental score of Tanosuke Kinugasa's 1926 silent film, A Page of Madness. The evening will begin with indigenous noise and drone artist Ritual Purification. An artist talk will follow the performances.
Tickets and information can be found on suonipearlpopolo.org and tune in to CJLO for more features on everything Suoni has to offer.
All right. Hello. 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 All right. Let's get you on here. Are we here? Let's see.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Zach, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up? How are you guys doing?
Great. We're great. You're live on air. I'm your host, Abra Cadaver. I'm here in studio with Mark McGee, drummer of Cell Press. And on the line right now, we have Zach Bray, drummer of Salem Trials. A lot of drummers today. Mark, how's your microphone? Is it working?
Let's see if it's... Yeah.
It's that one.
It's this one.
It's that one. That's great.
Narrowed it down to two.
Yeah. All right. So here we are. We're all together. Nobody knows what's going on. I have no clue how to do a radio show. But I did make a list, Zach. Let's just let the people know the songs we played so far. We started the show with Now? Question Mark by Big Boy. They're a hardcore band out of San Jose. Then we went on to play Imposter by Bruiserweight, a local band. After that, we played a new single by I Prevail called Violent Nature. And after that, we played Shadow by the Gate by Salem Trials. That's right, hey, Zach?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's it's a really good LP. The name of that EP is Rot, for everybody out there. Tell us a bit more about that EP.
I think, when did we drop it? In September. That was basically like the Worm saga.
A lot of Worms.
Yeah, a lot of Worms. Like, we just went through like an obsession of wanting to start a worm farm solely based on wanting to use them for album art. And then
Wait. So you guys did two videos for that EP?
Two music videos for that EP. Both of them revolved around something to do with worms.
A lot of worms.
Yeah,
I watched those before I came here, and from eating worms to bowls full of worms. There's another. Wasn't there another one too in Never Ending? Isn't there a bunch of worms in that video? I could be wrong.
I haven't watched the Never Ending video in a minute. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's just River of Bodies and Purest Evil.
Yeah,
but like. The album art for that EP was also with the homegrown worms.
Right.
Did you guys go fishing after shooting the videos, or?
You know what? Like, I was planning on, like, growing them more and selling them, but I think I, like, raccoons got into the bin where I had them stored in my back and ate, like, most of them, so I ended up just, like, throwing them into my partner's garden.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Before I came here, I was putting a list together of Salem Trial info, just so I wouldn't get stuck at any point during this interview. Seek and Strike is your record label, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
They're based out of California, I think. I might be wrong.
You don't know where your record label is based out of? Zach.
Yeah, I know they're the U.S., but whatever.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. I was going to say that the music video for Purest Evil, you were the first to go in the video.
I was.
You were, yeah. I didn't understand what was happening, and then all of a sudden I realized your singer just murders every single member of the band. All in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. That music video was a lot of fun, like, putting it together conceptually, and, like, I knew that I wanted to tie the worm aspect into it, just to, like, go full circle on the worms here.
Yeah.
But we weren't exactly sure how to do it, so we just had, like, a dinner scene of the dead people kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And, I really liked that video. Yeah. You got kind of like... Sorry, continue.
No, my bad. It was a lot of fun putting that one together. The guy that we filmed that one with, Ryan Stacey, I think that would have been our third one that we did together, and we just wrapped up our fourth one today with him.
I saw you guys posted some images on Instagram in, like, I don't know, at a construction site or something. There's a lot of dirt.
Yeah, it was a big sand pit.
Big sand pit. Yeah. What's that? What's going on with that?
Dropping another standalone single.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have a release date in mind yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be somewhere in, like, August.
Do you have a name for the song?
I think that one, I know the working title is Growing Shadows. I'm not sure if it's going to stay that or if it's going to change.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that with the next video, you're going to have a cameo by Lord Worm from Cryptopsy?
my guitar player, so I guess he didn't realize that Lord Worm was a thing, and he was like, oh, that's Stolen Valor, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, they were doing it before we ever...
yeah, you guys should get him.
it wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, they're back in full swing, so...
They are back in full swing. Man, is that... The new stuff that I heard from Cryptopsy is really hard.
That's sick.
Yeah. Last Friday it dropped, right? If I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I think a single... Did two singles drop last Friday?
Something came out. I know I was listening to Cryptopsy last Friday because I got the notification on Spotify. I don't know if it was a full release.
I think it was just a couple singles. I could be wrong, but I played one of the singles. I couldn't understand a single thing, and it just went wow from beginning to end. It was
classic.
A lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Tell us about the new single, Repossession.
I mean, that song was like... it's definitely, like, sonically one of our most, I want to say, like, if marketable would be the word to use, it would be that, I think.
You guys have, whatever you're doing, you got a good marketing machine, I'll say that. I notice it a lot, it's always in my face. Maybe my algorithm is just pushing it hard onto me, but, you know. The videos, the imagery, it's well done.
Thank you. Like, we wrote that song drums first, and that was the first time we've ever done that kind of deal. Like, where I was just like, okay, I want to lay out ideas for you guys to write along to before you start anything. And obviously, like, I'm just writing down rhythmic shit. So basically just chugging patterns, and then I'm like, mouthing riffs to the guys to try and fill in, and then our bass player Brett kind of just absolutely went off on the song, and like, I think we wrote most of it in an afternoon, like a couple hours, and it was just spat out, instrument wise. Vocals came afterwards, but it was, that song came together really quick.
Can you, I was listening in the run-up to doing this interview, I listened to every song that I could find by Salem Trials, and every little piece of anything I could find just to properly educate myself. I know the genre that's attached always says death metal, but how do you describe your music?
No, I was going to say, like, I feel like the Never Ending song, I feel like that was like our closest thing that we went to death metal. But like, I don't know, like Repossession to me is like, it's more of a, like just a dumb heavy metalcore song. Like, I know people are just going to say that's deathcore either way, but it's like the chorus is like a, basically a sing-along, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's more metalcore than deathcore, but like, as long as it's on the heavier side of it, I'm still happy with it. Like, I don't want to go too clean.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's take a listen to it. We'll let everybody take a listen to it, and we'll come back after the song and talk a bit more with the drummer of Salem Trials, Zach. Sound good, Zach?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, let's do this. Here we go. This is Repossession, new single from Salem Trials on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Monsters waste.
That was Repossession by Salem Trials. Zach, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So? I mean...
Great song.
You're saying it's a great song? Of course. Yeah, it is a great song. I've been playing that all week. It grows and grows and grows. I encourage everybody out there listening, if you don't know Salem Trials, type it in to whatever your search engine is. Go look up their videos. Check out the video for Repossession. It's a lot of fun. Zach, would you say the majority of your videos have some sort of a wooden structure in the video?
I mean, yeah, that was a basement of a maple syrup shack.
It's a maple syrup shack. Okay, that's where I was going. And the other videos, one of them is a storage shed.
It's like a shed, yeah, for sure.
And I think there was another one yet that had a structure.
I think Never Ending was fully outside.
Okay. Oh yeah, I was gonna ask. In one of the videos, there's just planks of wood set on fire, and I noticed you were in between two of them, and I went, "No, Zach, watch out."
Yeah. There was 30 skids, like 30 pallets, and there was three piles. So there was one right behind me, and then two on either side. Yeah, I was jumping in the snow in between takes for that one.
Yeah, it was. It looked like fun. That looked like a fun. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're gonna play this, and I'm gonna ask you about this after. Okay. Once you ready.
Okay.
Here we go. So, explain.
that's the NHL fan song, right?
Yeah, that says NHL fan 90. It's called Megalodon, featuring Salem Trials. Explain.
So Thierry, our singer, I got a DM on the band page at one point, and I guess he wanted to do a collab with us, and obviously, we can't really have the whole band track a song for him because then it would just be a Salem Trials song.
That's right.
But I guess he's an instrumental deathcore, death metal, however you say, artist. Uh-huh. And then he gets singers to feature on his tracks.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very, very over the top, but it's like it serves its purpose, right?
That's right.
Does anybody know who NHL Fan 90 is? Is it Don Cherry?
Dude, I have no idea, because, like, I, like, went through the follower list, I went through, like, the tagged photos, and I couldn't figure out, like,
really
who this person was.
He's got a track featuring Brojob, who I'm aware of this group. I can't remember the other features, but it says that they're from Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what, Zach? I'm gonna get on this. I'm gonna figure out who NHL Fan 90 is.
You're gonna be like, it's me.
Yeah. Oh, it's me, Zach. Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah. It's interesting. Is it have anything to do with NHL anything?
Yeah. Who knows? Honestly, I think it's just like the I think that must have been his like his gamer tag or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, looks so, that's exactly a gamer tag, NHL Fan 90. All right.
Yo, those kick drums were nuts.
Yeah. Definitely, I wouldn't be able to play that.
Are those 64th notes or?
at least.
All right. So, when's your next show coming up for Salem Trials?
Let's see. I think we have July 5th got announced for Cornwall, and then after that, we have our weekend run with Apes, Scorching Tomb, and yes. Thousand Knives. We're doing Montreal, Ottawa, and Quebec City.
This is the show. That's the show. I saw the guys from Scorching Tomb the other day, and I said, wow, look at that lineup, you know. And they told me it was coming to Montreal, so I'm going to promote that show. Everybody listening, go to the show.
Yeah, it's July 10th.
Okay.
And then Ottawa is July 11th, Quebec City is July 12th.
Yeah, all really good bands on that lineup.
Yeah, it's honestly like one of the first like underground, the first shows that came back there after COVID. Scorching Tomb, Under the Bridge. Oh my god,
here in Montreal at Van Horn, Under the Bridge.
Yeah. There's the fireworks and everything that people were setting off. That was nuts.
Memorable. Very memorable.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Calgary in October of last year around the 25th because I was visiting my brother for his birthday, and I said let's go, and I looked at all the shows, and this is how I found out about Salem Trials. And you guys played a show around the end of October in Calgary. And anywho, I didn't get to go to the show because my brother said no, and it's his birthday, so he can do whatever he wants, right? But yeah, I'm glad to have you guys to have you on the show today. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at the show on July 10th, you said?
Yes.
And do you know where it is?
I'm pretty sure it's the small room at Fluffs, but okay. Yeah.
Well, that'll be even better for the Martian. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Zach, thank you so much. We'll do this again sometime.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I hope you guys have a great night.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear that new single. Let us know, send me a message so we can hook that up.
Yeah, absolutely. We could do a premiere or something like that. How about that?
All right, sounds great. All right. Zach from Salem Trials. Have a good one, Zach.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you are listening to Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. We're in studio with Mark McGee, drummer of Cell Press, and we're going to play a Cell Press song. Right now, it's called Disco Naps on the Devil's Bedpost from the album Cages. That's right. Right, Mark?
That's correct.
Here we go. This is Disco Naps on the Devil's Bedpost by Cell Press, CJLO 1690.
Yeah!
And, wait, where's the earphones? There we are. All right, we're back. You're listening to CJLO 1690. This is the Electric Messiah Radio Hour. Radio Hour? Radio show? It doesn't matter. Radio. Is that how you do a radio show? I have no clue. We're on until 10 o'clock. I just want to let everyone know we'll be switching time slots. Day and time. No, same time, different day. We're going to be moving to Thursdays starting June 26th. So, we'll still be here next Saturday. By the way, next Saturday we're going to be interviewing thrash metal legends, Canadian legends, Sacrifice from Toronto. Do you know the band Sacrifice?
I do.
Yes. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll also be having local Montreal band Eden Will Burn on the show. And I'm going to bring a couple guys in to help me interview Sacrifice, but I'm not going to tell you who they are because I can do that. And that's how you do promo for the next week's show. Tune in next week to find out who my secret co-host will be. all right, so what should we do here? Let's play another song and then we'll do a promo. This is another song. Actually, you know what? You want to play the new single?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's play the new single. Tell me about the new single.
We recorded at the same time that we recorded the full album, Cages, with the intention of having it for a split release. We didn't know what it was going to be. But yeah, we ended up putting it out back in February or early March, I believe. I can't remember. With an amazing band called Great Falls. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
I'm not familiar with Great Falls. Where are they from?
They're from, I believe it's Seattle. They're Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And there's a band called Anthesis on the split as well.
Okay.
Those are our buds from Quispamsis, New Brunswick.
Sorry, where?
Quispamsis.
Yeah, look that up, people.
It's near St. John.
Okay. Which St. John? Oh, that... Right.
Singular, not possessive.
Right. Saint one John. Of them is St. John and one of them St. John's. That's right. Correct. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
Quispamsis.
Quispamsis.
Yeah.
All right. What was the band?
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
Anthesis.
Anthesis. All right.
And there's another band on the split called Worry. I'm not very familiar with them, but I believe they're from Denver, Colorado.
So there's four bands on a split?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you call that a split if it's four?
25, 25, 25.
Yeah. On the quarter, yeah.
Yeah. It's a one-sided 12-inch, too.
Okay.
A lot of numbers involved here.
A lot of numbers going on here. My audience are very smart, so they're understanding right now.
Pull out your Texas Instruments calculator.
Yeah. And your chat GPT. Yeah. So what's the song about?
I don't know. I didn't write the lyrics.
Brothers Keeper.
Yeah, that would be our guitarist, Sean, that wrote all the lyrics to it. And I don't investigate that too much. I trust his judgment on it. He's a pretty well-read guy and up to date on all the hot topics, you know. So
yeah.
I assume it's something very deep and intellectual.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't take my word for it.
No. all right. You know what? We're going to play a promo and an ad, and then we'll come back and we'll play Brothers Keeper here on CJLO 1690.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Suoni Pearl Popolo and Dreamscapes on CJLO present 10 Years of Metonymy Press, a cabaret, live at Casa del Popolo on Sunday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. For 10 years, Metonymy Press has been publishing queer, trans, and feminist literature by emerging writers, trying to reduce barriers for authors who interrogate the status quo to produce stunning, multi-genre books that reframe power and affirm life. This decade of Metonymy Press will be celebrated in the company of H. Felix Chow Bradley, Shanice Nicole, Kamala Mackerel, Trish Sala, Eli Tarek L. Bechelani Lynch, Kai Cheng Tom, and Jia King Wilson Yang. Don't miss out. Tickets and more information can be found on SwoneyPearlPopolo.org, and keep listening to CGLO for more features on everything Swoney related.
All right. Can I hear myself now? Are we back? We're back. CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio. That was Brother's Keeper by Cell Press. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. He recognized his own song, folks. We're doing well.
I didn't, actually. If you hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. how do you define Cell Press? I think the first thing I said to you was, what genre of music?
What is it? Yeah, we don't know. But there was a review that came out after we put out our first EP, and somebody called it Asterisk Core.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
It's kind of all-encompassing, you know? Like,
it is all-encompassing. Asterisk.
Yeah.
I can't say it. Asterisk. What was the name of that town again?
Quispamsis. Asterisk in Quispamsis.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's Salem Trials also, it's difficult to pin down. I like it better when I can't define the band. It makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what I aim for too with the band I'm listening for.
Yeah, what do people say your band is? A hardcore band?
I mean, I think some people may have said that. I've seen things say like grindcore too. I'm like, we're not.
I don't think your band is a grindcore.
No,
band.
Not even. It's like there's some blast beats in there, but it's not grindcore.
Right.
But I think asterisk core.
I will go with asterisk core.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
Because you keep moving and, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be pinned down.
No, don't get pinned down. All right. Speaking of not getting pinned down. No, I had no segue. I just wanted to say that. Let's play The True Face of Panic by Premonitions of War, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. Here you go, folks. That was The True Face of Panic by Premonitions of War from the album The True Face of Panic. And it just started, bam, immediately.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
That whole EP is like that, too. I highly recommend listening to the whole thing.
Have you seen Premonitions of War live?
Yeah, I saw them back in the day.
Okay, wow.
They're not really a band anymore,
no,
though.
No, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Not really, or like absolutely not?
Not really, because I saw they had a show booked with Pig Destroyer back in the fall, and then I think they just flaked out and didn't play it.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I think that would have been their first show in probably, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, something like that.
Yeah. Pig Destroyer is coming to Montreal.
Are they really?
I think they're... No. Pigs.
Oh, yeah,
That's the band. Okay. Right? Have you heard of this band?
I've heard of them.
I think Pigs repeated 7 times. That's the title of the band.
If you cut it one short, would people not know who you're talking about?
I don't think they would understand what's going on. Yeah. Is that Goat? No. I think they're playing at Bar La Ritz, but you know what? Don't ask me. If you want to know where anybody's playing, you can go online on social. Whoa. You can go online and check out Sewer Spewer at Sewer Spewer on all of the platforms. And they will tell you where all the concerts are. Okay, we got not much time left before the end of the show. So we're going to play Recoil by Cell Press. It's Recoil, a collective behavior of violence. Is that it?
That's it.
Why is it a collective behavior of violence?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
It has to do with guns, though.
Violence. Nobody in the band tells you what's going on, do they? They just...
They don't inform me about anything. They just tell me where to be and when, and I show up.
That's right.
And I
hit stuff.
Here's
a stick. Yeah. Here's another one. Okay, so this is the song Recoil by Cell Press, and then whatever time is left after that will be the song Human Steamroller by Burnt by the Sun. Have you seen Burnt by the Sun?
Many times.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not a band anymore either, yeah?
No.
That's unfortunate.
I only listen to bands who are dead. Not necessarily the members. All the guys are alive.
Right.
But if they're not defunct, I don't want to hear it. So I wouldn't listen to my own band, I guess.
You know, you're not allowed to listen to your own band. And it's better that they don't tell you anything, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll have you guys in again, because I know you're going to be releasing new music soon enough. Mm-hmm. So we'll have you back. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. And this is Recoil by Cell Press. You've been listening to Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. See you next Saturday.